day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, 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 if you picked up the Cairns Post this morning, an explosive headline. Minister's astonishing response to Far North Queensland outcry. And in huge print, what youth crime issue? It reads, a ministerial response to a Far Northern petition demanding youth crime reform has been met with frustration and ridicule. And ridicule by victims and advocates. I'll cut to the chase here on the inside pages. Yashi Sharma writes, a stock standard ministerial response to a desperate petition for youth justice reform has claimed juvenile crime figures are the lowest in a decade, at the same time as police statistics show mammoth increases in the number of juveniles joyriding around Cairns. It goes on to say the petition organised by Far North advocate Perry Conti and sponsored by opposition spokesman for Police Corrective Services Dale Last received a response from Minister for Children, Youth Justice and Multicultural Affairs Leanne Lynard on Wednesday night in a letter replying to the petition for major reforms to address escalating crime in the Far North Queensland community. Ms. Lynard said, since 2017, major investments have been made to curb youth crime. This is serious. I'm reading this from the Kent's Post today. It's in black and white. Listen to this. Here's the quote. We are seeing the impact of this record investment, with the Bureau of Statistics showing that for the 2020 to 2021 financial year, the number of young people committing offences is at its lowest level in a decade. Young people make up a decreasing percentage of all offenders, declining from 17% in 2011 to 2012 to just 12% in 2020 to 2021. You think it's a practical joke? This is fair income. Anyway, it goes on to say, but those figures are at odds with Queensland Police Service statistics, which show juveniles facing unlawful use of motor vehicle charges in the Cairns local government area have increased 161% from 345 in 2019-20 to 901 in 21-22. Anyway, Perry Conti was disappointed with the stock standard letter and said Ms. Lynard's numbers don't add up to the reality Far Northerners were experiencing. She said, quote, what a load of bullshit. I don't think she understands what's going on. She's on the line here. Yes, she is on the line there. Co-founder Changing Cairns Crime Problems, Perry Conti. G'day, Perry.
Hey, John, how are you?
What were your thoughts, without the colourful language, what were your thoughts when you read this response?
I was very angry. Wow. I can't believe how viral my letter has gone from our Facebook page. It's just gone viral. Mm. And, yeah, I started to read it and I thought, I've already read this letter from a previous one that I sent to her, so I didn't even bother reading it until I was contacted by numerous media people. And then I sat back and read it and I thought, oh, my God, does she live in Australia? You know, I just don't understand this government that they don't care what's happening to us up here every single day. We're going to be up to over, I reckon, 1,200 cars by the end of the year. Now, you add that up, 1,200 cars, say $30,000 a car. That's how much, oh, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But, yeah, we just do our best, try, keep plodding along, have our focus. A bit disappointing on some of the people in this town. I won't mention names. We know who I'm talking about. Sick of being jibbed by him, actually. You know, we're doing our very best. We all got the same focus. I don't understand why egos need to come into this and why we're not all working together.
Now, talk to me about the minister's message. How on earth could she genuinely believe that what she has said is true and accurate, let alone appropriate, given what we're enduring every single day and night. How could her aides have misled her to that extent, or is she just in dreamland? What's going on?
No, I think her aides misguide her. I don't think she actually knows the truth, to be honest. Mm. Well, I don't know. I can't understand it. Michael, where's Michael? Where's Michael in all this? Mm. We never have comments from Michael. And when we do, it's the same. Well, we're doing this, we're doing that. Stop throwing the money into it and start addressing the problem.
Yeah. Political correctness is one of the contributing factors that's making our lives a nightmare and stopping these people in far-off Brisbane taking the necessary means to bring it to under control. There's a little sentence here after you've been quoted that says, victimised and fed-up far northerners showed support for Ms Conti's petition with more than 5,661 signatures. You're to be congratulated for that. That's been a fantastic effort.
Well, actually, that's incorrect because it was over 8,000.
Well, there you go. A wonderful effort. But one of the people who showed support there, Mirabal resident Rosemary Lost, I-L-O-S-T-E, Rosemary said this, "I've had multiple robberies at my home. Multiple robberies. I had to move and leave my home of 38 years because I couldn't stay in the house anymore. People are afraid," Ms. Lost said. Her life had been severely impacted and would like to see victims supported with resources. She said, quote, "We need to see actual consequences for these children. It has to be more than just detention. It's no good burying your head in the sand and saying youth crime is the lowest it's been." My God. I hope everyone goes out and gets a council vote or gets online and reads this today and see what we're up against. This is the sort of representation we get from 2,000 kilometres away. Fair dinkum, they might as well be on the moon.
Mm. Oh, Rosemary's a wonderful person. She's been broken into four times.
Oh, let's see.
Four times. Mm. The police have been absolutely fabulous with her. Mm. She told me a story of another lady that's been broken into 13 times.
Oh, no.
13 times. And the lady's at the point where she thinks it's her fault. How can it be her fault?
Oh, of course.
But this is what's happening to these people. They think, oh, it's my fault, I got broken into, my house wasn't secure enough, I left my keys out. Why has it become like this that we're starting now to blame ourselves?
Mm.
You know, it's wrong.
13 times, you wonder just how many times it was the same kid or kids breaking in.
Well, if you're an easy target, they'll just keep coming back and back and back.
Well, not only that, the revolving door ensures that they're available to get out there the night after the previous attack of a home and do it all again. I mean, there is nothing significantly being done to rein in the activities of this cohort of young criminals.
This is why we keep on talking about breach of bail. Mm. We need to bring back breach of bail. That's the big issue. If you're bailed, you commit another crime while you're on bail, you're arrested, you're locked up. No second chance. It's as simple as that. The system needs to change. Youth justice needs to change. The whole government needs to change. And we need all as a community to start standing up and fighting back and getting out there and letting everybody hear your voice. Mm. Otherwise, what do? We have nothing if we don't start standing up.
Mm. Perry, you ought to be congratulated. More power to you. And thank you for speaking on this matter again today.
Thank you, John.
That's Perry Conti, co-founder of Changing Cairns Crime Problems.